I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Title 42, the COVID-related measure which permitted the fast expulsion of migrants, is scheduled to end on Wednesday. Lawmakers from both sides of the aisle have had strong reactions to the decision. The Biden administration says it has made preparations to deal with the surge of migrants expected at the southern border. Here's California Democratic Senator Alex Padilla supporting the administration's efforts on ABC's This Week.
The Biden administration has been preparing for months now for Title 42 to be lifted.
In a taped interview airing on the same show, Texas Governor Greg Abbott gives a much different perspective on the situation.
If the courts do not intervene and put a halt to the removal of Title 42, it's going to be total chaos.
Meanwhile, the mayor of El Paso, Texas, has recently declared a state of emergency following a recent surge of migrants who he says are living in unsafe conditions. Health officials are warning the public about the triple-demic of COVID, flu, and RSV, which are all spreading at the same time this holiday season. Fox's Alexis McAdams has more from New York City.
With cases of flu and COVID spiking, the New York City Health Department issued a mask advisory, but not everyone we talked to says they're on board with that idea.
I'm actually a nurse. If I was sick, I would wear a mask, but if I wasn't sick, I wouldn't.
The mask advisory urges New Yorkers to wear a mask in stores, offices, schools, and out on the subways. According to the data from the CDC, at least 15 million people have been sick with the flu so far this winter, leading to 150,000 hospitalizations and more than 9,000 deaths.
Severe turbulence on a Hawaiian Airlines flight from Phoenix to Honolulu leaves 11 people seriously injured. The flight was full with 278 passengers and 10 crew members on board. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Argentina beating France to claim its third World Cup title. Fox's Bob Mortali has the report.
For the third time in history, a World Cup championship was decided in a penalty kick shootout.
Gonzalo Montiel can win the World Cup for Argentina with this kick.
Fox TV on the call. Montiel found the back of the net to ignite the celebration in Qatar. Argentina beat the French 4-2 on penalty kicks. Veteran superstar Lionel Messi scored twice for Argentina, including one extra time goal. Messi finished the tournament with 7 goals. Kylian Mbappe came up with the first hat trick in a World Cup final in 56 years for the defending champs.
The birthplace of Jesus is experiencing a boost in tourism. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has more.
Bethlehem suffered a major dip in the tourism area due to the pandemic. Although it's not a complete recovery, local business owners say it's an encouraging sign to see people once again visiting the Holy Land, especially this time of year.
The Israeli Tourism Ministry reports they are expecting an estimated 120,000 Christian tourists during the week surrounding Christmas. A holiday flower can be dangerous to pets.
Those plants with the big red leaves, the poinsettia, also known as the flower of the holy night and the flower of Christmas Eve, can pack toxins that can get your cats or dogs sick. The Pet Poison Control Helpline says poinsettias probably won't kill your animal, but if fluffier Fido ingests the leaves of the plant, they may drool excessively, throw up, or suffer other digestive troubles. There's no antidote for poinsettia poisoning, but the folks at the helpline say it doesn't require medical treatment unless symptoms persist or get severe.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.